won't you help me? Why must you tease me? Gee, I love you so.
Yes, that was Ben Iverson and the Hornets. Got a special guest here today. His name is Mark Biner from the Coast to Coast Band. Ben is now involved with Mark, and I'm going to turn Mark onto the mic, and he'll tell you a little bit about Coast to Coast and some of the people he's working with and some of the great stuff that we already have out there. Mark, good morning, and how are you today?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity to interview here. How's about you?
I tell you what, since you introduced some of the music that you have there to us, we got some really good responses. And so what's happening with your group now? I know you're up to some new stuff here. Song with Britain and other things in the works. So, if you would, just tell us briefly about yourself and some of the guys you're working with and what's going to be happening in the next year or so.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I met Ben Iverson in the 70s, the mid-70s, and we started writing some tunes together. He was already out of the music. I was looking to get into it. And we started writing some tunes together, and before we knew it, the late 70s, we had a 15-piece funk fusion band together called Coast to Coast. And we were probably, I have to say, probably the hottest New York band for about 2 years, all original material, playing all the clubs in New York City, the Village, Long Island, so on and so forth. And eventually, I guess, we were actually asked to open for the OJs in Cleveland, Ohio, to do a benefit concert back in 1984, and then they kind of canceled us out at the last minute. They got a local band to do it. We thought that would have been an excellent opportunity for us. And kind of what happened, I guess the band kind of split after that. Everybody started going their own way. And I guess I needed to get back into the real world. So I've actually been out of the music business for about 28 years, just popping back in a year or so ago. And I thank you and all your DJs for helping me relaunch the old tunes again, and it's been a nice ride so far.
Glad to hear that. I tell you, my favorite songs, as you know, overall, are the oldies and the doo-wop stuff. Not too much of the other stuff, but you know, I listen to some of your stuff here, and you might change my mind a little bit. So what are you doing now? That's the thing. What's happening with Coast to Coast right now?
Unfortunately, Ben Iverson had passed away in March of 2008. We were friends for many, many years, 32 years. He was in his upper 70s at the time, and since he passed away, I put a website together that shows all our music, and it kind of like there's a dedication page that I have created on our website. And on the dedication page, you can hear Ben Iverson and the Hornets, their music all the way back from 1953, Northern Soul, and all the way up to our tunes, which went up into the early 80s. It's really pretty cool. If anyone has any time to listen to it, you know, log on. The website's actually www.coasttocoastband.net, which is coasttocoastband.net. And you can really get an idea of what we did and the whole story behind Ben Iverson and the Hornets and all the way up to our group Coast to Coast. The rest of the guys from the old band are doing their thing. Lou Jimenez owns a recording studio here in Long Island. Eddie is still playing the drums. Most of the guys are still around. I haven't seen them in well over 25 years. But I have recently, in the past year, teamed up with Vernon Britt Britton. Britt Britton goes back to the days also of doo-wop with the group The Hurricanes. And Britt and I teamed up about a year or so ago. Ironically, Britton produced a Ben Iverson song when it was Ben Iverson and the New Day Express in 1968. And they met, and now it's ironic that I met Britt, and we're trying to put some stuff together here. And actually, you guys are playing some of our music that's out there right now. You know, that's what we're doing. That's what we've been up to.
I like a couple. I like all of them, matter of fact, now that I listen to them all, but two of my favorite is Paula Marie, and the one you just said about Ben and the New Day Express. I tried my best. Two great songs. I'd like to play one for our listeners today. And look, early Merry Christmas to you, Mark. Which one should we play?
Ben Iverson and I wrote Paula Marie. I did the lyrics. It was about me breaking up with my college girlfriend, and I was a guy that put his emotions down on paper. And I presented it to Ben one day when I went into the supermarket. It was Walbaum Supermarket up here at the time in New York. He saw it, and he said, "I got an idea for some music with this." So we picked up a keyboard. I did the lyrics. He did the music. The next thing I know, this place was playing. This song was playing all over the metro New York area. So you know what? Paula Marie is our first, I think one of our best. It's got some funk, fusion, and oldies in it. That would be my choice.
Sweet Paula Marie. Sweet Paula Marie. Sweet Paula Marie. Sweet Paula Marie. Thank you.
Coast to Coast Band, yes, right here at the Doo-Wop Cove. All right there, Mark, thank you so much for joining us here today. Before we let you go, I want to let everyone know that as soon as we get anything new from Mark, we'll be playing it here for you for sure. And Mark, one more time, tell them about your website, how they can get there, and whatever. You can update the listeners by going to your website, that I imagine. Is that right?
No, first of all, it's funny hearing that song, Paula Marie. I was in the background vocals on that, and it's still weird listening to that. But yes, all the listeners, you know I send you new stuff as soon as I come across it, and I have decent quality to send it out to you. But yes, the website where they can listeners can hear, you know, read the entire story, hear our music, see our promotional items, write-ups that we've had in local community newspapers and so on and so forth. And, of course, the dedication page to my friend, my partner, who I miss, Ben Iverson. And the website, again, is www.coasttocoastband.net, C-O-A-S-T-T-O-C-O-A-S-T-B-A-N-D.net. N-E-T. And Les, as always, you know, I want to thank you and the entire staff for supporting us and playing our music. It's so exciting to, you know, you brought life back to this again, and you put some life back in me as well, and it's truly much appreciated by all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for joining us, like I said. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, just listen to The Cove, and anything new of Mark's that comes aboard, we'll be playing it. Take care. See you all later.